Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 26th, the moon remains in Aquarius until 7:32 p.m. when it shifts into Pisces, continuing the waning crescent phase. This is a day of transition, where the intellectual clarity of Aquarius gives way to the intuitive, dream-like realm of Pisces. The waning crescent phase asks for surrender. This is not a time for pushing forward, but for reflection, release, and quiet preparation for the new cycle ahead. Aquarius urges us to detach from what no longer serves, while Pisces asks us to trust in what we cannot yet see. Aries, the Aquarius moon, in your 11th house has urged you to think about the future, but as it shifts into Pisces and your 12th house, the focus turns inward. Not every answer will be found in action. Some truths can only be revealed in stillness. Allow yourself to step back, to listen, to trust. Taurus, the Aquarius moon, in your 10th house has asked you to define your ambition, but as it moves into Pisces and your 11th house, you are reminded that true success is not measured in titles, but in impact. Who do you serve? What legacy do you leave behind? Shift from self to collective. Gemini, your mind has been in expansion mode, seeking new perspective. But as the moon moves into your 10th house, it's time to bring those ideas down to earth. Wisdom is meaningless if not lived. How can you turn your insights into something tangible, something real? Cancer, the Aquarius. Moon has pulled you into deep emotional and psychological reflection, asking you to let go of past patterns. Now, as the moon moves into your 9th house, the question changes. What will you build from the ashes? This is a moment to trust the unknown and embrace the journey ahead. Leo, your relationships have been under cosmic review. But now, as the moon shifts into your 8th house, surface-level connection will no longer do. Who truly sees you? Who do you trust to hold your soul? Let go of relationships built on illusion. Only depth, only truth, only real intimacy remains. Virgo, the Aquarius moon has pushed you to refine your habits and work-life balance. But as the moon moves into your 7th house, the focus shifts to the give and take within your partnerships. Are you giving too much? Are you receiving enough? Balance is key. Do not lose yourself in the service of others. Libra, the Aquarius moon, in your 5th house, has encouraged self-expression. But as it moves into Pisces and your 6th house, creativity must find structure. How do you integrate joy into your daily life? A dream without action is just a fantasy. Turn inspiration into devotion. Scorpio, the Aquarius moon has stirred the deep waters of your 4th house, bringing attention to your emotional roots. Now, as the moon enters Pisces and your 5th house, it's time to translate that emotional wisdom into creative expression. Your emotions are not a burden, they are the raw material for your heart. Sagittarius, the Aquarius moon has heightened your mind's activity, pushing you to see things from a detached perspective. But as the moon moves into your 4th house, the mind quiets and the heart speaks. Have you been avoiding an emotional truth? The answers are not out there, they are within. Capricorn, the Aquarius moon, in your 2nd house has made you question what you truly value. Now, as the moon enters your 3rd house, those realizations must be explored through new conversations, new perspective. How is your mind shaping your reality? What thoughts need to be released? Aquarius, with the moon in your sign, you've been peeling away layers, rediscovering who you are. But now, as it moves into your 2nd house, you must ask, how do you honor your worth? Your value does not come from external validation, but from the truth you hold inside. Own it. Pisces, the Aquarius, moon has had you reflecting on the past, but as the moon enters your 1st house, a new cycle begins. You are stepping into a new version of yourself. Release the old stories. Step into the unknown. You are not who you were. You are becoming something greater.
Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit burnandthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.